From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Saudi Arabian King Salman bin Abdulaziz signed a nearly $110 billion agreement Saturday to bolster the military capabilities of Saudi Arabia. A second defense pact was also signed with options valued of up to $350 billion over a 10-year period. As President Trump continues his first trip abroad, he will meet in Brussels with other leaders of NATO member states. VOA's White House bureau chief Steve Herman takes a look ahead.
President Trump expressed a change of heart after meeting with NATO Secretary General last month.
I said it was obsolete. It's no longer obsolete.
During the election campaign, Trump worried NATO members by pledging to take a nationalistic and isolationist world stance. But this ultimately was unrealistic, say some analysts.
He was pretty ill-informed previously. It's not clear how much better informed he is today.
Top advisors say Trump will carry that message to Brussels.
President Trump understands that America first does not mean America alone. To the contrary, prioritizing American interests means strengthening alliances and partnerships that help us extend our influence and improve the security of the American people.
But Trump is holding firm on one point, insisting all NATO members share the burden equitably by adhering to a previous pledge to contribute 2% of gross domestic product to their military budgets.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
For additional updates on President Trump's trip, visit voanews.com. This is VOA. United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke briefly after the $110 billion arms deal was signed in Saudi Arabia. He said the deal is meant to counter Iran's malign influence in the region, but also discussed how a new computer center would take on the threat of Islamic State.
As you've heard us say often, we have to defeat ISIS on the battlefield, but we really have to defeat ISIS in the cyberspace. This is their recruiting tool. This is how they message to lone wolves around the world. And this center is going to concentrate heavily on how to enter that space from the standpoint of experts that live in this part of the world and understand how to message to those who might be influenced by radical messaging.
Tillerson said Trump's main focus on his visit to Saudi Arabia is pushing back on any threats posed by Iran. He said the series of both public and private meetings Trump is undertaking is meant to send a strong message to our common enemies. Brazil's President Michel Temer is insisting that he will not resign despite a corruption scandal that appears to implicate him through a recorded conversation. In a speech to the nation on Saturday, Temer said Brazil will not be derailed by the corruption case. Temer said he has also filed a petition with the Supreme Federal Tribunal, which is the highest court in the land, to suspend the corruption investigation into him until experts can analyze the audio that appears to show him endorsed a payment of bribes by ex-House Speaker Eduardo Cunha for his silence. It is unlikely the court will do that, as it authorized the investigation into Temer. Islamic State extremists have executed 19 civilians, including two children. They were kidnapped from a village thought to be under the control of U.S.-backed anti-jihadist fighters. There were few details made available, and there was no comment on the killings Saturday from U.S. officials. But the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors warfare in the country, said the killings occurred on Friday. They occurred between Raqqa and Deir ez-Zor. The observatory reports that IS fighters also captured three anti-jihadist fighters in the raid. Their fate was unknown. President Hassan Rouhani has been declared the winner of Iran's presidential election with 57% of the vote. He won over hardline cleric Ebrahim Rassi, who received 38% of the votes cast. Massive voter turnout on Friday prompted election authorities to extend voting hours that originally were slated to close at 6 p.m. and extend them to midnight, with some of the voters saying that they stood in line for hours to cast their ballots. For more news, visit voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.